The top federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C. has an unusual backstory. He has no prior experience prosecuting violations of the law. He does, however, have experience defending people accused of breaking the law after the Capitol riot on January 6th. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson has this report.
One day before the siege at the Capitol on January 5th, 2021, Ed Martin appeared before a boisterous crowd with this message.
Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
Martin advanced bogus claims about election fraud in swing states in 2020.
So thank you for standing with all of the patriots next to you. And thank you for standing for our president. But remember, what they're stealing is not just an election. It's our future.
The Justice Department went on to charge more than 1,500 people with crimes at or near the Capitol 4 years ago. And Ed Martin went on to defend a few of them in court and to sit on a board that offered financial support to their families. Last year, he told the Unimpressed podcast, 99% of the Capitol defendants were normal people.
I've never seen anything so unfair in terms of what's how they're characterized, how these people are characterized, insurrectionists and felonious and all this stuff.
Now back in office, President Trump has granted clemency to all of the January 6th defendants, and he picked Ed Martin as the interim U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. Martin's fired about 24 prosecutors who worked on those January 6th cases, and he's launched a review over how the DOJ used an obstruction charge against many of the rioters.
Now, this review of the use of the obstruction charge is outrageous and nonsense.
Randall Eliason led the public corruption unit in the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office for years.
There is no grave injustice here, no misconduct by the people in bringing these cases. They were doing their jobs, and to have the new U.S. attorney come in and just sort of purge the office and suggest that the entire thing was some kind of misconduct, I can't imagine what that's going to do to the morale in the office.
Martin's been posting on the social media site X. He's promised to investigate people who get in the way of or threaten the DOJ team making cuts to federal agencies. He wrote billionaire Elon Musk that he would chase people who acted illegally or unethically to the ends of the earth to hold them accountable. Randall Eliason says prosecutors build criminal cases. They don't investigate breaches of ethics.
I mean, if you look at Martin's background, he has no experience as a prosecutor. He's a politician, and that's exactly how he's acting.
This week, seven House Democrats wrote the Justice Department watchdog, asking him to investigate Martin for possible ethics violations. They say Martin moved to dismiss one Capitol rioter's case while he was still listed on paperwork as the man's defense attorney. Martin did not return a request for comment for this story, but in an interview with WJLA-TV, he said it was an honor to serve as U.S. attorney, and he says he's been in close contact with police in Washington.
And we've talked since then almost every day about how do we get the streets safer, how do we protect kids, how do we protect seniors.
Martin says he wants to protect the D.C. community, but longtime defense lawyers here say some of Martin's social media posts could wind up as evidence in court if he moves to prosecute critics of Musk and DOJ. Sarah Croft says juries could be an important check on prosecutors in the city.
It's a smart jury pool. It's a focused jury pool. It's an open-minded jury pool. But it's one that also understands the politics of what's happening.
Now more than ever, Croft says, it's important for D.C. residents to show up for jury duty. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.